Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like a trap dog,
giving a mug
on,
dress
like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
everybody out there listening to me. Together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Oh,
oh,
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Grateful for it. Comes with a huge amount of responsibility. I didn't really know I was going to have to be this responsible. You know, can I share something with y'all? You know, I started out to finally I had gotten on track and was able to see a way to even pursue my dream. It has been a long trip that I've been on, and I've gone through so many phases of it. It is rewarding along the way to accomplish your dreams. What I'm saying is this. Let me put it together because I got so much running through my head right now. You know, it's one thing to accomplish your dreams, but there's joy in the process of achieving it. See, some people are so caught up in the goal, the final goal, that they find no joy, no enjoyment in the process. If you have found what it is you want to do and you strike out on that journey, please understand you are far more blessed than the average person. Do you understand that? To know what it is you really want to do, to find your work in life, your purpose, to find out what direction you want to go in is such a blessing. The average person, if you sit down and talk to them, oftentimes don't have their life on track. And it'd be some people that you looking at, you think got it going on because of their appearance, their swagger. Oh, they walk like it. They talk like it. They look like it. But if you sit down and talk to the average person, man, does not know what their purpose is, has not discovered what they want to do, and have no idea how to get there. If you are on the other side of that, if you understand your purpose, if you have an idea of what you want to be, and you are on your way there, you are truly blessed. And in that blessing, you must recognize it as a blessing. You must recognize the fact that you are on the right side, and that there should be a sense of accomplishment and a feeling of pride in you that you are on track to accomplish your goal. See, what used to happen was sometimes I used to keep my nose so on the grindstone that I wouldn't even look up and realize, man, hey, man, I know you're trying to get here, but Steve, hold on, man. Can't you see what you've done so far? Can't you find just some joy in the process? See, a lot of us lose the joy of the blessings God has given us because we're looking at the end, talking about I ain't there yet. You on your way. I'm going to give you an example. I had a friend who told me that they wanted to be a millionaire. And they asked me some questions. And I told them. So they started the process. And I am telling you, this dude works extremely hard. So about a year later, we were talking. He had found this business. He had set his goal. And he was working towards it. And I checked him about a year. Then about 2 years later, I ran up into him again. We were talking about it and everything. He said, man, I really, really appreciate the advice. He said, man, but this is all jacked up, man, because I still ain't made that million I was talking about. I said, well, hey, man, just keep at it. It's coming. He said, man, keep at it. Man, you know how long I've been doing this? And I got quiet because, yeah, I know exactly how long you've been doing. Been 2 years now. And I didn't say that to him, but I said to myself, yeah, 2 years. He said, man, I've been grinding so long, man, it ain't happening for me. I said, wait a minute, man, hold on. I said, about how much you making right now a year? Man, about $250,000. I quit breathing. I said, well, my man, 2 years ago, you didn't have a clue. 2 years later, you making $250,000? I said, man, do you understand how blessed you are? I said, man, your family was about to get put out 2 years ago. You done bought a house? Yeah, man, but this ain't the house I really want. Whoa, partner. Whoa, I got that. The house you really want might cost $5-8 million. I don't know. But, man, y'all got a house. You making the payments. You drive it. You ain't out no more. I said, hold on, man, you got to stop. I said, man, because right now, man, you coming across as real ungrateful to me. So I know God, who has done all this for you, got to be looking at you with his arms folded. But then he God, so he probably handling it all together different. I was just speculating with him. And so he said, man, why you tripping like that, man? Man, you act like don't nobody want to have nothing but you. I said, whoa, man, where you going with this conversation? I said, oh, I didn't come to you. I just came to you and asked you how you doing. And I'm trying to point out to you that the journey that you started on, that you are on your way and you are in the process of accomplishing your goals. And can you not feel some joy and some pleasure in your accomplishment? Quit tripping on the fact that you ain't made the million yet. You on your way. You done went from... Yo, he thought this dude was making $15,000 a year. You making $250,000 in 2 years, man. Come on, man. Can't you see? So he said eventually, man, I kind of see what you're saying, but that ain't about nothing to me because I not... ran up into him a year and a half later. How you doing, man? Man, I sure wish I'd appreciated my life when I had it like that. I said, what you mean had it like that? Man, I just fell on some hard times, man. I'm right back where I was. And then we talked. I said, hey, man, don't worry about it. I said, once you know how to accomplish something, I said, you just reapply the same principles and start on over again. Man, you know how hard it is to be to start over? Okay, my man, hold up, partner. You finna do yourself like this again? First, you wasn't grateful for what you had. Now you're looking at the fact that you might have to start over, and you know how hard it is to start over. But you have the knowledge, the principles, and you got a little bit of money to go on and get it going again. I said, man, don't keep doing this to yourself. I said, man, you ain't grateful no matter what God do for you. So what you need to do, partner, stop, reassess yourself. The fact that you were not grateful in the first place, Could that be the reason why, you know, man, maybe. I'm not calling it because I ain't God. I do not know how he think, nor do I claim to know. But let's just imagine for a moment. Let's just say maybe for a moment, maybe God said, okay, you ain't happy with this? Okay, then handle it your way. You obviously ain't happy with the way I'm bringing it into your life. You want to handle it your way, go ahead and handle it. Because he will let you have it your way. Can I tell you that? He will let you do it exactly the way you want to it because he gives us all the power of choice. So then maybe he said, okay, you don't appreciate the way I'm doing it. You don't like the favor I'm showing you. You think it's taking too long. I'm going to let you do it your way. I'm not going to turn my back on you. I'm just going to let you do it your way. Just say maybe he said that. And now he right back where he was. So what I tried to get the young cat to understand was, man, appreciate your life for what it is. Because like Life Jennings got that song that he got out off this album, I Still Believe. It could have been worse. And now that it is worse, what's on your mind now? Folks, if you are on that side of life where you have figured out what you want to do, you know how you're going to get there, and you know your purpose. You're accomplishing what the majority of people never, ever do. So be grateful for your process. Be grateful for the fact that you ain't got what you want yet, everything, but you are on your way to getting it. There is some gratitude that has to be shown in that regard, okay? Don't tumble yourself. Don't throw yourself off the cliff. It's going to be all right. Success takes a measure of time. It is not easy. If success were easy, everybody would be successful. Usually the difference between people who are successful and people who are not is that the successful people never gave up. You got to stay with it. Please be encouraged. If you stay with it, if you never give up, God will bring you through. That's a 100% for sure, because that's his promise. Now, if we could just keep our end of the bargain, that's the trick. All right, y'all. I'm sorry this morning if I sounded a little all over the place and a little jumbled, but that's how it came to me. So, you know, y'all keep your head up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the ride, y'all. I ain't gonna let nobody steal my joy. I don't let nobody steal my joy.
Don't steal it. Don't steal.
I ain't gonna let nobody steal my joy. Even though the person trying is short. Oh, I ain't gonna let nobody. Morning, everybody.
Yeah. Morning, Steve.
Man, great day today, man. God is in the blessing business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Oh, Lord, it's hump day. How everybody feeling today?
Good. Excellent. Blessed. Excellent. Excellent.
Blessed.
How about you?
I'm good.
You good?
Today, you know. Okay. You know.
Hey, can I ask for some?
No, we don't keep no.
Yeah, you can ask for something. What is it?
We don't keep no Stilton here.
Mr. Man, can I ask for something?
That's you, Uncle.
He not talking to me today.
That's you, Uncle.
Yeah. Uncle Steve, can I ask for something?
What do you want?
Can we have I Won't Complain by Paul Jones?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. Let's
can
go.
Can we have Be Grateful?
By Walter Hawkins.
You don't like Paul?
See, I don't even know Paul.
So he just doesn't know the song.
He don't know the song.
Yeah, he doesn't know the song.
Why he don't say that?
Well, I like songs I know. How about Be Grateful? Now, who that's
Let's
about?
Hit it. Let's hit it. Walter Hawkins, right? Hawkins family.
They ain't Walter Hawkins.
You're talking about just grateful. He's talking about
You're talking about be grateful, not grateful, grateful.
It's
grateful, grateful. That's Hezekiah grateful. Walker.
That's who I'm
right,
talking about.
Right, exactly. That's who
you're talking about. Grateful, grateful.
I tell you what, play both of them and y'all decide which one y'all like. Here come both of them.
Because we are so you are grateful.
You ought to be grateful.
And
you,
I
it
won't
ain't
complain.
Too much gratitude.
You ought to be grateful. You got a nephew like that.
Man, since we thanking him, nephew.
I am grateful that I have praise him for me. Like you, because it shows me how far he's brought me. I thank the Lord for you more than you know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Shirley, you talking about Lil Big Shots today? What you got?
Well, you interviewed Lil Cute and Sassy, very sassy Natalie from Lil Big Shot. You know, Lil Big Shot's your show, of course, your hit show. I want to make sure I say it the hit show, because it is a huge hit. But it's where gifted kids just come out with their talent. They wow us, you know, with their cuteness. And then on top of all their cuteness, they have all this talent to go along with it. So for something funny up next, we're going to hear from cute and sassy little Natalie from Lil Big Shots. Okay.
All right, y'all, here it is. This is little Natalie. She tried to get me in trouble with the women in her life. And then she prayed for me. Here it is. Take a listen.
You remember Samara?
Do I remember? I don't know none of these women. Don't start this.
No,
uh-uh. Stop pointing at these. Stop pointing at these women. I don't know these women. Stop waving. I don't know you. Don't wave up here no more. Don't wave no more. I don't know you. I don't know none of you. Be quiet. I don't know you, or you. Some, if you know Samara, I don't know Samara. I don't know Tamara.
Everybody's trying to get down, boys. Sit down now.
You're not going to come on here and ruin me with rumor and gossip.
Lord Jesus.
Can you do one thing for me before we go? Could you pray for me?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I want you to go pray for me.
Okay.
Come on. Okay.
Get on your knees.
Get what?
On your knees.
On my knee.
Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. You messing with the wrong person.
This is my show. Let me tell you something about you. Here's a couple of facts you don't know. Number one, you ain't really five. I think you're about 52 years old. I think that ain't your mama over there. I think that's your little sister. That's who I think it is. Because your whole family crazy. Now listen to me. Now come on and pray for me.
Get on your knees.
Okay, I'm down.
Like I told you.
Yes, I'm down here.
Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes.
Yes.
No peeking. Father God, I just thank you for Mr. Steve Harvey. God, you bless him. Hope he stopped cussing in the name of Jesus, God. You bless Mr. Steve Harvey, God. You bless his family, God. You bless Ms. Marjorie, God. You bless anything that happened to him, God. Everybody say amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Natalie.
She was so cute.
All right, man.
Bless her, all right. Lord.
As I mentioned, Lil Big Shot is a big hit, okay? Make sure you watch it on Sundays, 8 p.m., 7 Central. Get ready, because up next, it's Run That Prank Back with the nephew.
Yay, yay.
Nephew, nephew, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with today's national news, including the update on the latest developments from the White House.
Lord, every morning it's something.
Every day. You know what? You know the frustration that I feel? I watch CNN and I watch Fox. Ain't nobody talking about doing nothing. Nothing.
I don't know what you mean by that, but...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what are you
I mean, you know what I mean? Ain't no stimulus package. Ain't no, we going to boost the economy. Ain't no job programs we talking about. Well, you know what all we talking about is?
Russia.
Did President Obama wiretap the Trump Towers? That answer is no. Does Donald Trump have any ties to Russians? And did the Russians interfere with the election? That's all we talk about. We ain't talking about help and who can't come into this country. The damn travel bans. and this wall. We ain't said now thing about nothing we going to do for nobody. We can talk about what we going to do to some people, but we ain't nobody talking about doing nothing for nobody. And I don't know if y'all have noticed that, but I have, and I'm sick of politics.
Well, you know what, Steve? That's the world we live in now, unfortunately, and they're reporting the news. But you're going to do something for someone. You're going to do something for a lot of people come October of next year, okay? See how I slid that in? Sand and Soul Festival in the Bahamas, baby. You're going to do something for somebody.
Yep, you know what I'm going to do? Same thing the government doing. Nothing. I ain't going to teach you nothing. We ain't going to have no seminars. Come over there and sit your ass down in that sand and drink yourself some stuff.
That's
and
right.
And sit up here and go shopping and go gambling and then go to the party. And then go sit your ass back on that beach.
That's right. We'll give you all the details coming up. We will. We'll give you all the details coming up to how you can join the morning crew in the Bahamas. But up next, it's Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back. What is
cake
it, Tommy?
Lady. It's the cake lady. All right. In case you missed it, we're running it again.
Cake lady. Cake. This is Barbara.
Yeah, I need to ask you, what kind of cakes do y'all make at this place?
Well, sir, we make all occasion cakes, birthday cakes, anniversary cakes, wedding cakes, pretty much whatever you need. What you looking for?
Do y'all be making adult cakes?
Yes, sir, a few adult cakes, you know, bachelorette parties and, you know, wedding. What exactly are you looking for, sir?
No, the problem is this right here. I ordered a cake from you all on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be delivered to my daughter's school on Tuesday. And, you know, she in junior high school, 13 years old. The cake was supposed to have Hannah Montana on it, and it was supposed to say happy birthday. Now, the cake get delivered over there today, and I can't for the life of me believe that this has happened. We in her classroom, all the classmates is in there, some teachers in there, the principal then came down. We finna have cake and ice cream for the kids, but when they open up the cake, it's a man's private part on the cake.
What? Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No. We have never made a mistake like that.
Y'all made that mistake. I've been calling this place all damn day. Y'all done made this damn mistake, and somebody going to pay for this. I got 13.
We did not make that mistake.
I got 13-year-old kid.
Sir. No, you're going to have to lower it down now, okay? Because we can't get nothing settled if you yelling and I can't hear you, okay?
I need to lower it down. You should have lowered that private part off that cake. That's
sir,
what you should have,
sir. Sir, what is your name?
My name is Trevor.
And now, where was the cake supposed to be going?
Middle school.
Middle school. Now, when was it delivered, sir?
I just don't see that's it right there. You can't remember. That's how y'all made the damn mistake.
Sir, please just answer the question so we can get this settled, sir.
No, what? Who is the owner there?
Excuse me, I am the owner. My name is Barbara. Now, if you give me the information, I'll try to make this thing right because it couldn't have been my company. Are you absolutely sure, sir?
I'm positive. Y'all is the ones that delivered the damn cake. Listen, I got all these 13-year-old kids and they're traumatized, and the teachers and the principal
okay,
are looking at me crazy.
I understand, sir, but I need you to calm down just for a minute. Let me ask you this.
Wait. You want me to calm down? You should have took that private part down off the cake.
I can understand, but I don't think it was my company, okay, because we've never made a mistake like that. Now, we're very careful with that kind of stuff. Now, sir, hold on 1 minute. Come here. Do you know anything about a cake delivery, a Hannah Montana cake, going to middle school today? Uh-huh. Yeah, did y'all make any deliveries? Okay, thanks. Sir, I just talked to my driver, and he's been with me about 8 years, sir, and we've never had a problem like this. He's never delivered a cake over there, sir. Are you sure it was my company?
It's damn show this place, lady. It's this place. Your driver lying.
You know, mistakes can be made, but I cannot.
You can't make no mistake like that when you got a man's private part in front of a bunch of 13-year-old kids at a junior high school.
I can understand. I would be upset, too. I have children, too. So I can understand what you're trying to say. But, sir, what I'm trying to tell you is this is not my company you're talking about. We wouldn't have done anything like that. I've been in business for 13 years.
What is your name?
My name is Barbara.
Okay, so you're the one behind all of this on this damn cake. It's supposed to be Hannah Montana and wind up being a man's private part on the cake.
Sir, come on. Stop and think about this.
You would not deliver
a cake to a high school, an adult cake to a school. Now, I understand you upset. Listen, I really
lady, do you understand what has happened at my daughter's school?
And I apologize for it, sir, but I don't believe that you ordered the cake from my company. Okay? As a matter of fact, we make cakes on Friday, sir. Wasn't no cake delivered today. Sir, it's a Tuesday.
And what the hell? That means it's a Tuesday. Ain't nobody eating cake on Tuesday?
Sir, I have told you that that couldn't have happened here at my company.
Okay? Okay, let me tell you.
I don't know. I'll be happy to make a cake for you, sir, and to send it to your daughter. But, sir, it wasn't my company.
I don't want no more damn cakes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I'm finna do, lady. I'm finna call my lawyer. I'm finna get with the police. And I'm coming over there to shut that down. You won't sell a cupcake when I get through with your...
Oh, sir, you know what? Now, you done gone too far. Let me tell you something. This is my business that I done worked for 13 years to build. You ain't finna come up in here and do a
I'm finna shut that down.
You come up here and you find more icing up your mammy won't even know who you are. You need to get off my phone with this. That's some ignorant in the first place, sir. How dare you call me with that? And what the is your name?
I already told you my name is Trevor.
Trevor, bring your up here and I got something for you. Bring your and the police. Do you think I'm gonna let some little like you come jeopardize my business? I've been in business too long. I know what the I'm doing. Now, I don't know who the you call, but it will show not my company. Do you understand me?
I understand everything you saying, and I understand when I get over there, I'm gonna shut it down, me and the police.
You won't come out here and get your shut down, and you're gonna have a daughter crying over your. Now, I done told you it wasn't my company. Now, get off my phone. Do you hear me?
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
It's thing to tell me talking about shutting down my company.
Yes, I got one more thing. Is you listening to me?
I ain't listening. What you got to say to me?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
That oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, yes. I gotta get off this phone. Oh my God. I'm a killer. I'm a killer. Bye. Hello? Oh my God. Oh my God. Please tell me I'm not on the radio.
No.
Oh, geez.
You ain't on the radio now, but you're gonna be on there in the morning.
Oh Lord, no, no. My preacher and everybody else gonna be on it. Oh my God. I'm gonna kill that. I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna get me a cake and go to her job and. Up. Lord, oh Lord, y'all gonna get somebody up playing like that, you know?
Oh.
She gonna have to look out every day. She ain't gonna never where it's coming from. I'm gonna be like the thief in the night on her.
Hey, Miss Barbara, I gotta ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all what?
Hey, can you make a socket to me cake?
Yeah, I can make a socket to your cake, but you better hope it ain't got a gun in it. Y'all don't mess around, get around messing with somebody like that. They business now.
If you're looking for Ignite this weekend, the Nephew is coming for the first time. Dothan, Alabama. That's right, Dothan, Alabama at the Civic Center. I will be there along with everybody that's in my head. Get your tickets on sale right now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Folks, the excitement is starting to build for the spectacular Sand and Soul Festival that's going down at the Paradise Isle in the Bahamas on Columbus Day weekend, October 6th through the 9th. We got 3 days and three nights of live musical performances. We got comedy concerts. We got day parties. We got after parties. We got concerts. We got the casino at the Atlantis Paradise Isle. They got a water park in case you bring your kids. They got a water park over there. I like the lazy river for grown-ups. Just sit down in this raft, man, and just ride there. I rode it 6 times I was over there. White sand beaches. Got 5 hotels of junior to choose from. Performing live, y'all. Junior.
Huh.
Our very own Junior. Y'all got to come see this boy as a stand-up. He's outstanding.
Oh, yeah,
we got
on stage.
In Vogue. Yeah. You know, Terry from In Vogue was on Celebrity Family Feud.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Really?
One more time.
Hold it that time.
I like that at the end.
She's doing it.
PVU.
You got it. Earthquake gonna be there. Salt and Pepper gonna be there. Keith Sweat gonna be there. Tank gonna be there. Dougie Fresh gonna be there. And Lord have mercy, New Edition is gonna be there. Remote palette to be announced. Go to sandandsoulfestival.com for information, y'all. Sandandsoulfestival.com. Go there and check it out. And then y'all come on out and hang out with us. And you can make payments.
That's important. That's important.
You ain't got all the money right now. You can put something on it and pay on it right up to trip time. Let's go.
Love it.
Hey, y'all, she's here with today's headline news and the latest on the development. It's always something about the White House. Wiretapping, Russia probe, health care bill. Trump
all
taking credit for Colin Kaepernick's
Unemployment.
Yeah. What that mean?
Well, he's a free agent now. You know, he's a free. No other team has picked him up yet, and Trump has said it's because he doesn't want him to tweet about him.
Ain't you the president? Don't you got stuff to do?
Yes.
NFL quarterback.
Kaepernick done been sacked before.
Yeah. Kaepernick said he's not going to, you know, politicize his job anymore. He's not going to do that anymore. He's going to stand up on the national anthem. All right. That's over. So, yeah, come on. Keep it moving. All right. Miss Anna's here.
I don't even have time for that.
It's too much, right?
Yeah. Well, no one does, quite frankly.
Have you talked to Trump lately?
I haven't. Okay. No, please. Since the time I was up there, no, I haven't.
Okay. Miss Anna's here, Steve.
All right. Good morning, Miss Ann.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, there's always something going on in the news. There's always something going on with the president. President Trump is warning fellow Republicans that they're going to lose big in 2018 if they don't pass the new GOP-sponsored health care bill. House Speaker Paul Ryan's trying to corral the troops in on this one also.
This is our chance, and this is our moment. It's a big moment, and I think our members are beginning to appreciate just what kind of a rendezvous with destiny we have right here. So that's why we're going to pass the best possible legislation we can. The president helped negotiate these changes, send it over to the Senate. And then the Senate, without jeopardizing the bill, can make improvements to the bill. And then at the end of the day, it really is a choice. Do you want to stick with the Obamacare status quo? Do you want to stick with the idea that we made a promise and we are not going to keep it? Or do we want to replace this bill with clearly a much, much better law, something that makes good on our principles and our promises and gets this country on the right track?
Well, that's what he's saying. Voting on the bill is slated to take place before the end of the week. We'll see what happens. A jury has now been selected for the trial of former Penn State President Graham Spanier. Now, Spanier is accused of having been told that former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky was sexually abusing young boys, yet they say Spanier did nothing about that. Spanier is accused of endangering the welfare of children. Finally. Someone please call 911. Yes, someone. Authorities say the Grammy Award-winning Haitian-American musician and rapper Wyclef Jean briefly detained in Hollywood early yesterday morning as cops searched for a robbery suspect. Wyclef took to social media tweeting, another case of mistaken identity by the LAPD. A black man with a red bandana robbed a gas station as I was in the studio working, but I'm in handcuffs. And he posted a video of himself being arrested. Two suspects subsequently nabbed in connection with the crime. Wyclef wants a formal investigation. He says he was subjected to police brutality. Brutality, racial profiling, and police bias. He wants the ACLU and the Black Lives Matter movement to back him on this. And finally, game show creator Chuck Barris has died at age 87. He also created the dating game and a newlywed game. Steve Harvey's morning show. Now back to the show.
All right, thank you, Miss Ann. Shirley, what you got?
Well, you know, we still have this ongoing question of the week, Steve. This is a good one. It is, have you ever texted someone the wrong message or didn't hang up the phone and that person heard something you didn't want them to hear? Everyone has a story. Mm. Call us and tell us all about it. 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to line two and talk to House out of Michigan.
House!
What up, though? What up, though? How y'all doing?
What up, House?
What up, though? What up, though?
That's a Detroit thing. I'm sorry. That's what we say when we speak to each other.
All right.
We love it.
What up, Detroit?
It's good.
All right. Like I was in high school. Now my mother bought a new phone. Me and some friends we getting together. We about to go to the mall. This was some years ago. I'm old now, so I call another friend. His mother answered. I say, yo, is he there? She like, no, but I'll have him call you. So I put the phone down because that's what usually, you know, these older phones, you put them down on the face, they hang up.
Right.
Well, this one didn't hang up. And I start to tell the other two dudes that haven't seen his mother how fine she was.
Yeah.
In the most vulgar and profane way you can think of, just describing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I hear loudly, excuse me, hello. I picked the phone up, it didn't hang up. She heard every word. So I heard, wow, push the button, hang the phone up. He don't call back, so we just go over to his house. Teenager, stupid. Mm-hmm. We get to the house, I'm standing there. She let everybody in. I got my head down, and she like, I need to speak to you. I'm like, ugh. I'm hit. I'm thinking, I'm done. She don't call my mother. I'm out of there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They go downstairs. She take me upstairs to her bedroom, because I'm like, okay, she about to call my mother. You know, she wanted to be private or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She step into the bathroom. A couple minutes later, she step out with a robe on. She open the robe and say, is this what you was talking about?
Oh, boy, no, you didn't hit
yes.
a jackpot
yes,
as a teenager like this. Come on, keep talking.
House.
Listen.
What up, though?
I almost fell out. I seriously almost fell out.
You supposed to man up, House?
Huh?
He was a teenager.
You supposed to man up, baby. What happened? Keep going.
He was a baby himself.
Look, when I tell you that she taught me to be the lover that I am now,
yes.
She did it.
Yes.
She taught me to be patient.
Uh-huh.
And thorough.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, and look, the reason I don't want to use my name is because this dude don't know about this.
Yeah, ooh. That's what up, though.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Up, yeah.
Exactly. Because he'll be in my face, like, you know, dang.
No, so, how long this went on, House?
But Tommy.
Oh, huh? No, this one-time thing. I mean, look, I never looked at it the same way afterwards, but I never, you know, really chased after to, you know, do it again. So.
Right.
Just, right. Yeah, it was a one-time thing. Well, the first time, too. That first time.
Yeah.
She was a
Tommy.
Teacher.
Yeah.
Why is this making you hot?
I don't
I know.
Know.
I just. Oh, it,
no.
I just,
thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
He's so stupid.
So what you do then?
It doesn't take much,
Steve.
Oh. Come on,
Did you get a piece of the robe?
Yeah, you know it doesn't take much.
What she say then?
How long did it last?
Man, how long? How many times did you go back over there?
Sound like Billy D. Williams over there.
Give my arm to fall off.
Yeah. Oh, man, hold on, man. Let me wipe my mouth.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
He's
what?
Eugene, somebody. I sure hope oatmeal come out.
Why?
I didn't say I hope oatmeal come. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you said it aloud. Inside voice, outside voice.
I'm
you
sorry.
Said
Butterfly
it aloud.
Butterfly blog is next.
With your permission, give me that green light.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr. It's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. So good morning to you all. And I hope your Wednesday is going well so far. Hey, good morning.
Yes.
Morning, Butterfly.
Butterfly.
Flap on.
Oh, good.
Flap
what's
on,
up, man?
It's going great. Yeah.
Good How morning.
How are you?
I'm good. So listen, today is Dessert Wednesday. Okay?
Okay.
So favorite desserts, I want you to get your favorite dessert on and have some fun and just pig out for a moment. You can get back to your normal workout later. But today is dessert. And you know what my favorite dessert is?
What?
Banana Foster. I
oh,
love
you
me
like
some
that.
Of
that. You like bananas foster?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when they come to your table and all the fire and the flame and all that.
Uh-huh.
It's good.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite one. What's your favorite dessert, Carla?
I love good peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler, Junior.
Blueberry ice cream. I don't know no banana foster. I ain't never heard that. What is that?
Banana what?
Foster. You've never had banana foster?
No.
We have to go out and get banana foster.
Mm-hmm.
You and I banana will go out foster. And get a banana foster. You're going to love it. Shirley?
Oh, God. I'm going to go with key lime pie.
Mm-hmm. I love good key lime pie.
And then, Junior, you said what? You said bluebell, right?
Yeah.
All right. Steve Harvey, it's dessert day. So what's your favorite?
Well, I know you ain't gonna agree with this, but it starts with a P.
Okay. That could be pie. That could be pudding.
Yeah.
Pudding.
It could be pecan.
Pudding.
It could be
pudding.
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 Mm. What's your favorite flavor of pudding, Steve?
What kind of pudding?
Banana pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Banana pudding.
Mm. But the key word is pudding. So yeah. I know you don't.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. But anyway.
I got to say pound cake, too.
Oh. Yeah. What's up with
that? It seemed like y'all got more than one. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah.
German chocolate cake is right.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, what? That was my favorite as a kid. That and
now, from my understanding, I thought you were red velvet, Mr. Harvey.
Well, that's just something else you don't know about me.
What?
It's German.
Isn't that really
chocolate cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's yours? What'd you say yours was? Oh, banana.
Well, banana pasta. But you know, yeah. I do love a hot fudge.
That's called a Tommy. Him and Tommy are always trying to sound bougie. It's like caviar. Who the hell favorite dessert is a damn banana foster? How many times you had people come and set a fire?
No, dog. My dessert ain't caviar, though, man. What you talking about? My dessert is my mama lemon pie. What did you talking about?
Ooh, lemon pie.
Lemon meringue.
Lemon key lime. Ugh.
Lemon meringue.
Yeah. I love desserts.
And I'm banana foster. Dessert.
Me too.
What is
sweet potato pie?
Hey, look at you. I just want to jump in here for a minute and let y'all know what my dessert is. Hey, nothing like a hot fudge sundae. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Happy whipped cream nut to you right there, baby. Yeah.
Good. Glad to have you. What's up, O?
Oh, hey, O, stay hard. What's up, baby? I hear you, dog. I'm just doing big things. All them haters out there, oh, you, dog. You don't worry about it. Player, keep pushing forward. You going to win. You already winning. That's why they hate, dog.
Okay.
I can see that on the real. Steve Harvey, my dude, dog. He your dude. He my dude. He that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all them haters out there, dog. If they ain't hating on you, ain't doing nothing. Hello.
Dropping the knowledge.
Dog, ain't nobody hating on nobody that ain't doing nothing. They hating on people that's doing something. Hello, you doing stuff, dog. So whenever they quit hating, guess what? You ain't doing nothing. That's all I feel to say.
Thank you very much. Okay, it's not about. Oh, God, y'all get out into the whole this political thing. I'm not into all of that. Anyway, it was about the banana foster, the dessert.
We done the dessert. Everybody let you go through all these little old flavors or whatever. Now we talking real man talk. Just jump in here, be real man up with us. Say something. Say something, man up. Do that. Smoke a cigar with us. Do that.
Man
up
with
us.
Smoke a cigar with who,
Oatmeal? With us.
I didn't hear that.
With who? With
who? That's
so
like
anyway,
what
shit do you like to do?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with the question of the week. Have you ever texted someone the wrong message or didn't hang up the phone and that person heard something you didn't want them to hear? Yeah. Call us and tell us all about it at 877-29-STEVE. All right, this is the question of the week. Have you ever texted someone the wrong message or didn't hang up the phone and that person heard something you didn't want them to hear? Call us right now, 877-29-STEVE, and tell us all about it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to line one and talk to Crystal. I think you know a little something about this place, Steve, West Virginia.
Uh-oh.
Crystal!
Uh-oh.
Crystal!
Yeah, I know all about that.
Crystal!
Yes.
What up, girl?
Hey.
What you calling from?
Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Where?
Martinsburg.
Oh, Martinsburg.
Yeah.
You know where that is, Steve?
It's right outside the DMV.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you right up there. You on the upper northeastern.
On that, that eastern panhandle.
Yeah, that ain't really what.
He said that ain't really West Virginia.
She knows where she lives, though, I guarantee you.
No, that ain't real West Virginia. You got to come down here where the hills at.
That's really West Virginia. My zip code is West Virginia.
Yeah, that ain't real West Virginia.
You're not gonna challenge her zip code.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She knows where she is.
Now you gotta come on down there Crystal. By McDowell County.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, babe, she's really not having it. Today? Yeah.
Yes. So I sent this message. So I had a guy I'm seeing. He texted me. He like sent me a video, not a picture, because I'll send pictures. Mm-hmm. But I ain't gonna send no video. So I'm like, a video? I'll send a video. So I take this video. I don't just take the video. I edit the video. I edit it into four different parts. So first video I send him, he like, ooh, send me more, send me more. Yeah. I send the second video, send me more, send me more. Yeah. I send the third video, send me more, send me more.
Come on, Chris.
Send me more.
You got me. Hell. Right there in the panhandle. Come on.
But then, I got Pastor's Aide sending me texts. They're like, what you cooking this weekend for Pastor's anniversary? I'm like, wait a minute. My mama texted me. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm trying to send this video. Mm-hmm. So I send the video.
Yeah, the fourth piece.
I send a fourth video. Mm-hmm. And the video of me, you know, really the finale.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. Mm-hmm. I sent it.
Oh, my God, yes, Crystal.
It's it. Right, that's it. I sent the video, but she didn't respond. I'm like, wait a minute, that's the finale. That's,
yeah, you're supposed to respond.
That's the major, that's the it. I sent it, so I'm looking through the video, trying to get a call. And I'm like, yes, how may I help you? Like, I'm thinking it's Pastor's Aide, is this is going on. Church is asking me what I'm going to cook. I'm not cooking nothing. I'm up to something, but I'm not cooking nothing.
Right.
So I'm looking. I look. It's my mama.
You said the video of mama?
I'm like, Ma, what you need? What you need, Ma? What you need? Because I got to get off the phone with you, Ma. What you want? Mm-hmm. She like, baby. She take a deep breath. She like, you just like your father. I'm like, what? My father been dead for a long time. I'm like, what? I'm just like my father. She like, I got your video. You just like your father.
All right. Now, let's back up. Let's back up, baby. Did you have on anything?
No. Nothing. I didn't have on nothing. Damn. Nothing at all.
Yeah, Chris.
Her accent right, is cute.
Yeah. Yes, Lord. Cute.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, can you send Christy. Junior a picture?
No, send the video. If the Junior video can is
ask,
still there.
Junior can ask for himself, Tommy.
Yeah, I'll ask for me, Angie. Be quiet.
I know.
Why did she say he's like her daddy? Crystal's like,
yeah, it was.
Because my daddy was a video. Rolling Stone. He was out
there. Wow.
All right, Crystal. Thank you. That reminds me of this time I...
you didn't get the video?
No, she didn't got off the phone with the woman too early. Shirley always cut stuff off. Get in the middle of everything. Damn.
You don't need her video.
We could have got four videos right in one
and
person.
You definitely don't need it, married man.
We already
and
know
why
she
why are you so upset about it?
Because it's
though.
For Junior. I'm looking out for Junior.
I need you to speak
to him. Junior said he wanted the video. Mm. Didn't you, Junior?
Yeah, we wanted the video.
Uh-huh.
All right, y'all, keep the calls coming. We come back after the break. Yeah. Tommy got a prank phone call. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guess what?
What?
Strawberry letter.
Ooh, Lord, Steve. This.
Oh, you got a good one? Let's see. But anyway, before we do that, Foo, what you got?
House party. I was almost home. House party in Glenn's. My bad.
You are.
House party in Glenn's.
Hello. Hello. Hey, man. Y'all need me to bring some ice over there?
Yeah, man. We can use some ice over here. Who is this?
Hey, this is Lawrence, man. I was trying to see if y'all need some ice. What kind of beer should I bring, man? Y'all want some beer?
Man, everybody over here pretty much do Budweiser, man. Now, who'd you say this was again?
This Lawrence. This Lawrence, man. I ran into your wife at the supermarket, and she was telling me y'all was, you know, getting together, and she told me to, you know, come on through if I had some time, so I ain't want to just come through there without nothing. You know what I'm saying? I want to come through empty-handed looking disrespectful, man.
Yeah, I feel it, man. We pretty much over here just kicking and watching the game, man. You can, you know, some beer, some ice. That'll be good, bro.
Okay, cool, man. Well, listen, how many people y'all gonna have? I wanna make sure I bring enough stuff.
Yeah, but who'd you say this was again though?
My name is Lawrence, man. My name is Lawrence. I went to school with Glenda.
Oh, okay. You went to school with Glenda, okay. Lawrence, huh?
Yeah, we went to school together, so, you know, I ain't seen her, like, man, I swear it's been like 15, 20 years, you know what I mean? Ironically, you know, I just got back to town, you know, 2 weeks ago and to, you know, run into a classmate, I was like, wow. But you know, she invited me out, man. I ain't been nowhere since I got here. So, you know, it's cool just to get out a little bit. So, you know, you say Budweiser and I bring some ice, man. So, yeah, we good. So I'm just going to bring a couple cases. That's cool?
Yeah, man, that's cool. But you say, Glenda, what y'all went to high school or college? Where'd you meet her at?
No. Me and Glenda went to high school together, dog.
Oh, y'all went to high school together?
Yeah, that's back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What'd you say? You said your name, Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence. Yeah, we went to high school together, man. That was, man, Glenda still look good, dog. How long y'all been married?
Yeah, we've been married for about 16 years, man.
Wow. Okay, yeah, man, you did good, man. I hate I messed it up, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's neither here nor there, man. But it's just ironic that I ran into her, man, so I just appreciated the invite. I saw Glenda, man. Your girl looking good, man. I ain't seen her in a long time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yo, man, let's back up a minute, man. What you mean you hate you messed that up? What you mean by that?
Well, okay, my bad, dog. I'm thinking you familiar with my name. No, see, Glenda was my high school sweetheart. You know, we dated from ninth grade to the 12th grade, man. We went to prom together.
All right, man. I see. You know what, man? Let me see. I don't know what Glenda, what she meant by telling you you could come through the crib, bro, but you can't come through my house, dog. I mean, I didn't have mine back in the day, and she might have had hers, bro, but you can't come over my house, dude.
Okay, hold up, man. Now, Glenda done invited me, and I'm coming. I don't know what the hostility is, but man, but I'm coming to the house.
You ain't coming to my house, dog.
Hey, dog, listen to me, man. I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth with you. I done ran into Glenda in the store. Glenda said she, you know, it was good to see me, you know, come through tonight. I said, cool, you know, and she gave me the number on asking you what else I should get, you know. So I'm calling you saying, hey, man, you want some ice and some beer? I'm gonna roll through. Man, it's just a party, dog. You insecure? What's up?
No, I ain't no insecure. Listen to me, dog. I'm gonna go and get Glenda. All right, and this, because this right here don't make sense to me, dog. What you mean Glenda invited you to the house? And I'm telling you right now, you ain't coming to my house, bro. If you come to my house, you're going to get your up.
Hold on. So what you threatening me now, dog? That's what you're doing?
You, who is you, dog?
I'm her first. That's who I am.
For dog. I would never do that
first. I'm her first. I'm the one she really remember.
What you mean you the one she really remembers?
I'm her first, dog.
See, man, I like I said, you bring your punk over to my house, and it's going to be about 20 waiting on you. All right, all my boys over here, we kicking it. All right, you bring your over here, you going to leave. I promise you that.
I tell you what, man, I'll be over there because Glenda the one invited me, and I'm showing up. And if you start tripping with me, guess what, dog? It's on and popping. One thing I ain't forgot is my first love, and my first love then invited me to the house.
Man, I can't even deal with this right here, bro. I'm going to tell you. No, you obviously, you don't spoke to Glenda. You know where the I live, all right? You show your up. I want you to come on over and you show up. Like I said, you show up and your ain't going home. I promise you that, bro.
It's whatever then, man. It's whatever.
Bro. Hey, bro, look, man. Me and my boys over here, we just waiting on it. All you got to do is make the move, bro. All you got to do is make the move.
I tell you what, man. Let me call Glenda. See, I need to call Glenda. Because see, Glenda.
Yo, let me get Glenda. Who the are you, dog? Who the you.
I'ma tell you one more time, I am Glenda's first.
I don't give a
and it sounds like I might be her last, her everything.
This must be out his mind, CeeLo. Listen, I got this on the phone, bro. Look, yo, Yo, dog.
Hey, let me ask you this here, man. You don't even know where Glenda's spot at, do you? Do you? What the f***? I know where her spot at. What the f***? Who the f*** are you, dog? What the f*** think this is, bro?
Hey, man,
you bring your f*** over here. I want you to show up at my f***. You call me with this stupid f***, bro. You talking about my girl? My girl's spot, you come, but I want to see you at the crib right now, bro. Get your f*** in your whip right now. You drive down to my f***, and I'm going to f*** you up, bro.
You ain't finna do nothing to me.
What?
I said you ain't going to
do nothing to you, huh? I ain't going to do nothing to you. I promise you bring your over here, bro. I'm telling you, you're not going home, dog. You're not going home.
Whatever. I got one more thing I want to say to you. Is you listening?
Talking my girl? What the f***?
I got one more thing I want to say to you, though. Is you listening to me?
I'm not listening to you.
Hey, man, is you listening? Is you listening? Because evidently you ain't. Are you listening to me?
You want to say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, Glenda.
Damn. You see, bro? Y'all playing, man. Y'all playing, dog. I'll kill y'all, man. I'm so glad this is a joke, bro. I'm telling you, because...
I got to ask you one more thing, dog. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
If you're looking for stupid this weekend, the nephew will be in Dothan, Alabama. That's right. That's Saturday, March 25th at the Civic Center. And everybody in my head is coming to the stage. You heard what I said. The nephew, Dothan, Alabama. Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. Strawberry Letter 23.
Subject, all these darn kids. What's going on, morning crew? I have been in a relationship with my woman for about 5 years now, and she is the mother of my son. When I met her, she already had one son that was still a baby. I've been taking care of him since. He don't have a clue who his real father is. I'm a good man, so I took on the responsibility. Eventually, we later had a kid together. This is all good, but now she wants to have another one. As tough as times is now, we don't need another child. I'm in school because I can't find a job, and she works part-time at a daycare center. We can't afford to have another baby, but she always wants to have sex. I'm with that. Her Medicaid done ran out, so she's not on the shot anymore. I like the pleasure of feeling the real thing when I do the do. I don't want a condom. This is my woman. I know we cool. Help me out, Steve. What would you do in this situation? My advice to you, based on everything you've said in this letter, is you can get a vasectomy. You certainly can. A lot of men do that.
I don't know.
A lot of men do it if you don't want any more children and you don't want to use protection, because you are so right in your present financial state with you just working part-time, with her just working part-time and...
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
With her just working part-time and you in school with no job, it will be a financial burden on you right now.
You're not cutting me.
We got it, Steve. But have you actually sat down and talked to her about this? Have you actually sat down and talked to her? I think you should discuss your options together. You guys have been together 5 years. You aren't married, but... you know, you got to come up with some kind of plan, because if you don't want to use condoms, chances are she will get pregnant if you guys are going at the rate you're going. And this is not what you want. You guys both have to be on the same page. You're in a relationship together. Steve?
Well, dog, I don't really feel sorry for you, bro. I don't really know what to tell you, man. You got a problem that you ain't really trying to solve yourself, though. See, let's... The question at the end of your letter is, Steve, what would you do in this situation? Don't ask me that. Let's really, though, dog, since you ain't put your name on here, don't ask Steve what he would do. Let's talk about what you ain't going to do. Because really, that's what's going on. Don't even worry about what I do. Let's just talk about what you ain't going to do. First of all, this is your woman for 5 years now, and she's the mother of your son. This is your woman for 5 years. So let's talk about the first thing you ain't going to do. First of all, you ain't going to get married. I don't see that in the letter no damn well. That ain't even on the horizon. Because I know you using the money as an excuse not to get married, because I did it. So I'm with you, player. I understand where you're at. Let's talk about what you ain't going to get married. Second thing, you ain't going to start wanting another baby no time soon. Okay, I'm just going over the things you ain't going to do. So we got what first now? You ain't getting married. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to start wanting another baby somewhere. Number three, you ain't working.
Ooh.
You done went back to school. You ain't working.
Good thing.
I'm just going, hey, dog, you ain't got to get mad at Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve just reading your letter back to you. See, at the end of the letter, Steve, what would you do in this situation? No, let's talk about what you ain't doing. You ain't working, you ain't getting married, and you ain't wanting to have another baby. Here's the next thing you ain't going to do. You ain't going to wear a condom. You just said that. You just missed the ain't right now. Let's go back again. You ain't getting married. You ain't finna start wanting another baby. You ain't working. You ain't gonna wear a condom. And here's the big one. You ain't gonna stop doing the do.
Yeah, he said that.
Without the condom or the job, or the willingness to have another baby, or the marriage. So, really, dog, this is about you. You don't really care what your woman wants.
Mm.
Because this letter, just brother, is really about you. Mm-hmm. Your woman want another baby, and she always want to have sex. But then guess what you said? I'm with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What,
well,
man?
Doggy, now... Let's me and you do some math here. She always want to have sex. You with that. Once two people agree to that, it usually jump off. So let's say y'all at the house. That might be why you can't find no job. Because you at the house screwing. Every chance you get. Now, you ain't working. But you ain't finna stop doing the do, and you ain't gonna wear a condom. Mm. Let's just talk about this, dog. A lot of sex with no condom.
Yeah, chances are.
A lot of sex with no condom.
Chances are.
In the words of Shirley, chances are y'all finna have baby number three. Shirley said get a vasectomy. Please don't discuss that with Uncle Steve. I can't take a cut. I don't want an accident. You slip, cut too much.
You're crazy.
I'm out forever.
All right, after the break, I told you, Steve, after the break at 18 after the hour, part two of Mr. Harvey's response to today's Strawberry Letter. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back. I got part two, huh? Ooh, I'm tired.
From the letter? All that advice.
I'm tired.
It's too much.
I'm tired of trying to help people. I ought to just become a hater.
Oh, what?
A hater. Don't do it. And just go don't on.
That ain't even.
Just
that's not even.
All that energy into that?
Nah, that ain't you. You're not a hater.
I don't understand
helper.
It. Okay, I'll help.
You 60 years in. It's too late.
Yeah, 60 years in, I'm going to start being a hater.
You're right.
For what?
You went there.
Yeah, okay. I'm so sick of the ass right now, man. Well,
come on, big dog.
You know, dog, Shirley gave some advice to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all this love making and all this not wearing a condom, Shirley opened up her letter with, "You could get a vasectomy."
Yep.
Wow. I immediately started shaking. My palms got wet and I got cold on the inside.
I'm so very serious.
A vasectomy.
For real. Yeah.
Woo!
That's painful. What? Sound painful, don't it? Woo! A lot of my boys done it, but it's
not. I'm explaining something. Well, let me tell you why I can't do it. Because I have several names for it, and I can't afford for it to get injured. You can't snip and something happen. You can't cut off the gravy train. Well, you can't do it. It's like shutting down the power to the housing unit.
Yeah.
It's like losing power to the locomotive.
Uh-huh.
It's like shutting down the lion tamer.
Yeah.
How you gonna, I can't take a cut.
Mm-hmm.
That I heard it through the grapevine. If you cut it, I can't hear it through the grapevine no
there
more.
There you go.
You're so crazy.
Just like telling the Pied Piper to shut up, don't blow your flute
yeah,
no
yeah.
more.
Yeah, don't play no more.
Can't do this. It's like not having a hotline.
Yeah.
How we gonna get the information out? I can't take it. You gonna mess up and cut off the love tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
This can't even happen to me. Shirley and Carla can't relate to this. Of course, that's like cutting off the monkey rope.
The what?
The monkey rope. A monkey got to have the rope. You can't cut off the monkey rope.
What is he talking?
That's like being a little boy and all of a sudden you got you ain't got no bike chain. Where you going?
Yeah, your master LinkedIn came off.
Can't have me doing that.
What you got to do with this?
It's like handing me the microphone and pull the cord out. What am I supposed to say?
You can't get the information through.
It would just
what
be
you
cordless.
Talking about? That's like turning over the vegetable truck. We ain't ate nothing yet. Cutting off the pleasure pump. That's like not having. I'm in the rodeo without the rope. I can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shutting down the love line. Hello?
But yeah. You didn't write the letter.
Nobody there.
It's not hello? About you.
Ain't nobody there. Ain't nobody
hello? There. He cut the wrong line. Excuse me. Is anybody there? Shutting down the joy maker.
The what, dog?
Joy maker. Yeah. Joy I've had. You messed around and cut that line wrong.
Yeah. What his name?
Russell.
That's it.
What?
Russell the what?
Just one. Say it. That's it.
Say it.
You bet not.
The what?
You bet not. You bet
shut
not
up, Carla. Russell
you
the what?
Russell the Wonder Muscle.
There it is.
All right, today's Strawberry Letter is posted on steveharvey.com. You can tweet or Instagram me your thoughts at MyGirlShirley. Now, coming up after the break at 34 after the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with this hour's national news, and we're going to give you all the details on the Sand and Soul Festival going down in the Bahamas. All right? Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, coming up next, Miss Ann going to be here with our national news this hour. But Shirley,
yes,
Carla,
sir. Yes,
Junior.
What's up, Aunt?
Listen, gotta get ready. Sand and Soul Festival at the Atlantis Paradise Island in the Bahamas, baby.
Yeah, it's you time. Make it sound so exciting, Steve.
Columbus
I can't
Day
wait.
Weekend, girl, I can't wait.
I know.
It's October 6th through the 9th. 3 days. Mm-hmm. 3 nights. Live musical performances, comedy, day parties, after parties, the casino, the water
yes.
park.
Yes.
The white sand beaches, 5 hotels to choose from, live performances, Junior, Earthquake, Salt and Pepper, Tank, In Vogue, Keep Sweat, Dug It Fresh, and Lord Have Mercy, The Boys is coming live, new edition.
Yes.
We got
new
more
edition.
Talent to be announced. Go to Sand and Soul Festival. And here, Lord, let me tell y'all something. Go to Sand and Soul Festival right now. Just go online and check it out. It's far more affordable than you think, and you can make payments. You ain't got to have it all now. Put a little something on it.
Yeah.
We the only people that give you a vacation on layaway.
The only show.
Where are you going to get that?
Because I was a firm believer
else.
In layaway.
Okay. Oh, yeah, back in
they
the day.
They used to call me A-OK. I was the layaway king.
I hated layaway.
Oh, I needed it, man.
I hated it. I
loved it.
I didn't like, I mean, I did it, but I didn't like it because I was wanting my stuff right then and there.
No, I loved it.
I hated to wait.
I was even there arguing about how much to put down. That's how broke I was, dog. We were 30 minutes in there arguing about what I got to put down there to hold. So you can't hold these shoes with five. Well, why not? Ain't nobody else in here buying them. Would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? All right, y'all, time to get caught up on this hour's headlines. Good morning, Miss Ann.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. Morning, this is Ann Tripp with the news. Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning. The lovely ladies, good morning. Tommy, good morning, everybody. Junior, according to ABC News, get to this, an ABC News report says the feds were monitoring a Russian crime organization at Trump Tower. But that was years before Donald Trump ever ran for office. It was between the years of 2011 and 2013. The report says that the feds were monitoring a Russian organization involved in international money laundering, sports gambling, and extortion, working out of a unit three floors below the Trump penthouse. It wasn't the Trump penthouse. It was below in another apartment, and they were doing it legally by way of a court-sanctioned warrant, which is how you have to wiretap people. Eventually, the feds, they say, raided the apartment and arrested and indicted more than 30 people. So that was a long time ago before Mr. Trump was running for office. Okay, the district attorney of Philadelphia has been now charged with 23 counts of taking bribes of cash, vacations, and a car, and of using money meant to pay a relative's nursing home bill for his own needs. Federal officials say Seth Williams, twice elected as Philadelphia's DA, accused of accepting bribes between 2010 and 2015 to help a couple of business owners. They say Williams also misappropriated a relative's pension money and Social Security payments. Williams is 50 years old. He faces 23 federal charges, 10 counts of accepting bribes, 11 counts of wire fraud, 2 counts of extortion. They say he got like trips and stuff and a used Jaguar and some other stuff they're accusing him of taking from people as part of bribes.
I know.
It's a lot.
You finna go do time for a used
Jag? Oh, no. I guess they're expensive. I don't know. I ride a bike to work. Anyway. Someone please call 911. Authorities say Grammy Award-winning Haitian-American musician and rapper Wyclef Jean briefly detained in Hollywood early yesterday morning as cops searched for a robbery suspect. He went to social media. He tweeted, quote, LAPD, another case of mistaken identity. Black man with a red bandana robs a gas station as I was in the studio working, but I'm in handcuffs. And he posted a video of himself being handcuffed.
LA right now coming from the studio with T-Baby. And y'all see the police have handcuffs on me. They just took off my Haitian bandana. That's what's going on right now with Wyclef in LA right now. The LAPD have me in cuffs for absolutely nothing.
Two suspects subsequently nabbed in connection with the crime. Wyclef wants a formal investigation. He says he was subjected to police brutality, racial profiling, police bias. He wants the ACLU and Black Lives Matter movement to back him on this. And finally, game show creator Chuck Barris has died. I used to love that show. That was
me
crazy,
too.
Crazy
show is so crazy.
And I didn't know Chuck Barris also came up with the game shows, The Dating Game and The Newlywed Game. So he was rich, rich. Mm. He died at age 87. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, everybody.
All right, thank you, Miss Ann. When we come back from the break at 48 after the hour, Dave Chappelle is back in the news in a big way. He said that Key and Peele hurt his feelings.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, Dave Chappelle sets the record straight on Key and Peele. All right, Dave Chappelle explained to Gayle King, because she did the most recent interview with him from CBS This Morning, why he had a problem with Key and Peele. In case you missed it, some say Dave Chappelle has publicly had a problem with Key and Peele throughout the years for basically ripping off the Chappelle Show formula. Take a listen.
I think there's a speculation that Dave doesn't like Key and Peele, or Dave thinks, okay.
No, I'm a fan of this show. You know, when I did Chappelle's show, there were certain conventions of the show that the network resisted. And I fought the network so that those conventions could come to fruition.
We're looking for Clayton Bigsby.
Well, look no further, fella. You found me.
The first episode, I do that black white supremacist sketch, and it's like, well, that's 10 minutes long. It should be 5 minutes long. Why should it be 5 minutes long? Like these types of conventions. And I fought very hard. So when I watched Key and Peele, And I see they're doing the format that I created. And at the end of the show, it says created by Key and Peele. That hurts my feelings.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. Point taken, Dave Chappelle. Yeah.
Both shows were good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All acts are good. Yeah. Steve Harvey says nothing. We're good. We're good on all sides.
But if he created it, give him his props. That's all he's saying.
And I'm sure they respect him.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure they respect him.
Yeah.
To the utmost. Yeah. So big ups to both parties.
They're all very talented.
Dave
guys.
Chappelle and Key and Peele. Mm-hmm.
And welcome back, Dave Chappelle. It's been a minute since we've heard from you, so welcome back. Okay, Steve, I know you're not saying anything, but then Dave Chappelle went on to say some things about comedy that we feel you could probably relate to. Take a listen to this.
Comedy is weird. The line moves, it changes. But I think a lot of, especially in comedy, a lot of it has to do with intent.
And your intent is?
To make people laugh, to reconcile paradox. I'm like, just openly. Sometimes I'm just openly vent. I think that when you get to a certain altitude, there's more scrutiny over the things you say because the platform is so powerful.
See? I knew that would hit home for you.
You care to wager?
Well, I can talk
about
that.
He's wagering. He's saying,
Because I can talk about that. Certain get to another altitude. Everything you say has weighted. It's weighted different. That's a true statement. It's scrutinized different. And I think it's just open to more criticism because what people now, like Dr. Phil told me, everybody looking for a reason to get their feelings hurt. So now anything you do, you have to be politically correct. And that ain't comedy no more. Because now, no matter what you say, all somebody got to do is say you hurt their feelings and your ass is in trouble. So what do you do the jokes about? If the jokes ain't about people or subject matter or politics or religion or children, what is the jokes going to be about? I tell you what's crazy. I put on my Instagram an inspiration of a drawing of a big wolf and a small wolf getting shot at, you know, bow and arrows in their back. An encouragement to people to show people how they grow in strength. You know what I got?
What?
Why are you hurting animals? Then somebody told me a wolf is the sign for lupus. What did I have to do?
Yeah,
with
they missed the point. They missed the point.
No, seriously. And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. So now somebody, how could you? A wolf is the sign for lupus. How would I know that?
Right.
How would I know that? And it's a drawing. I didn't shoot no wolf and then take a picture or kill a baby wolf. It's an artwork. It was to show you how to survive as you get older. And, man, they took me apart for that. So it's like, you know, but I do know that the higher up you go, the more scrutiny you face. Like everything
Absolutely.
I say now is criticized by someone, and they just do the critic. And you know what's hurtful? I'm gonna tell you what I don't care for is all the work that you do for people, all the work you've done. They act like that ain't never existed.
Yeah. But as you go higher, you got to develop that thicker skin and, you know, let that stuff roll off you if you can. I know you're human, so it hurts. I get that. But you got to, you know, find a way to stop caring as much about, you know, what people say. Because as you always say on this show, that's their job, the haters, to hate. So, you know, you got to be the type of person that doesn't let them do a good job. You
how
know?
Many of us? How many of us get our news from the internet?
So many.
Majority.
Do you know what a dude, on that same picture that I posted about the wolf, guess what a dude said on Instagram?
What?
Damn, bro. I heard you and your girl breaking up, man. Man, just pulling your coat, letting you know. Read the internet. It's on there, Steve. Man, you've been good to her. I wanted to go, thanks. I ain't know. Appreciate you. On a caption about a wolf, he told me on the internet me and my girl were breaking up. And he was letting me know.
Why
and
do
you need to read
those?
It because it's online, dog. Hang in there, man. I hope it ain't true because you've been good to her.
can't read that stuff. You can't do that.
No. Listen to me. I'm not reacting to it. I'm just showing you the ridiculousness of it. It didn't mean nothing to me. Me and my girl ain't breaking up. No, but I'm just saying this is the ridiculousness of it. And people are getting their information from the internet instead of watching the news. And that's all. That's the point of no effect.
You're talking about rumors and just whatever. They give it life.
I mean, man, you just whatever. You going to just go with that?
From a picture from a wolf.
Damn. Hang in there, dude. Your girl broke up with you. Just letting you know. Yeah, glad you found that online. Damn. I'm going to go home and talk to her about that. What you doing breaking up with me online?
The streets is talking.
Yeah, the streets. Yeah. You going to just leave me online. We sitting up here, laying up here in this bed.
Wow.
Get up and get online and leave me like they said.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, we've had some great calls this morning, huh? This is a good topic. Let's keep the callers coming, too. Next up, we're going to go to the phones. Our question of the week, have you ever texted someone the wrong message or didn't hang up the phone and that person heard something you didn't want them to hear? Oh, call us and tell us about it. 877-29-STEVE. That's how this lady in Chicago used to say it. 29. She didn't say nine. She said nine. 29-STEVE. Yes.
I told y'all I got one. We going to call right now?
Well, go ahead.
Okay, man. You got one, and then I got one.
Oh, okay.
Now this is similar to it. So this is back in the day when I was doing the stage plays, and during matinee time, you got understudies get to go up and perform. So you got three girls on stage singing together. Two of them is just gut busters. They can sing the lights out. The little understudy girl, she brand new. She's scared. She can sing, but she ain't got her confidence up. They get through with the whole number. Get off stage, next scene start. We still hear the two gut busters in their dressing room. They mics, they lavaliers are still on. Told you the heifer couldn't sing. I know the heifer can't sing with me. I told you when the heifer, when they flew in here, I told you the heifer wasn't going to beat me singing. Ooh. But guess what? Everybody in the entire theater can hear them. They don't know they being heard.
Oh, God.
Then one of them come out of the dressing room and see the girl. Baby, you did good out there. Really? Really? The sound man did not cut them microphones off.
Oh,
that's cool. Did the woman who couldn't sing hear him? She heard him?
Yes. Too? Yes, that's who she spoke to when she walked out the door.
But you say there's people still there?
The play was still going on.
Oh, man.
The whole audience heard them. Heifer couldn't sing. I told you the heifer couldn't sing.
Oh, God.
I told you she couldn't hold a candle with me, babe.
God, dog.
Hey, your really father. Hey, your Michael.
Yes. All right, Steve, you have one.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you're mine so ain't that good.
It's okay.
No, I ain't finna follow that story.
Oh, okay. It's always a competition on this show.
Oh, you help, I couldn't sing. When I do a play now, and my scene over, I take that microphone off. I take the battery out of it.
I've heard of people leaving their mics on and like going to the bathroom and stuff like that.
I've heard
about stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, I did that on TV one time. We were shooting promo.
Oh, Lord. Uh-huh.
Lord, have mercy.
What?
So I was reading this copy, and it was real ignorant. It was just written by them.
Mm-hmm.
So after I got through, I said, man, what hillbilly wrote this mess right here? I said, there's always some country-ass people going to write some mess and then have me. Man, they set their country-ass down and came up with all this.
What?
Wow.
Little do I know it was a live feed.
They hearing it all.
The affiliate that wrote it was sitting there listening to it.
That's not good.
But
I'm
just
going. I'm going on and on and on.
Right,
just opinion
stuff. You don't have to.
Ragged ass country town. Probably ain't even got a downtown down there,
man.
But going there though, the reason I was doing the promos because I was going there in 2 weeks.
Oh,
see him.
I get a message. Man. It would probably be best if you didn't come. Oh. Why?
Really? What happened?
Did you say what?
Oh, when they told me they had that mic open and it was a live feed, you should have seen them white people. Ooh, they was pink.
Goodness. Standing next to me, girl. Wow. All right, well, we'll be back with more of your phone calls.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, the pastors are in the building. Pastor Motown and Deacon Def Jam
is in the building. Shredda, we want you to give the announcements. Can you be announced?
I used to do that at my church, yes.
I bet you.
Oh, I bougie, could see that.
Bougie announcement.
Anyway.
I am Remo Town.
And I am Deacon Def Jam.
And together, me and him, he and me, we both is us's.
That's right.
Is a leading constituency at the JPJJ.
That's the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah.
Holla. Back at you, boy. Okay. We are going to take a little horoscope today. Let us begin with a Leo rate.
Well, Pastor Leo says, a lot of warmth will be coming your way today. Your friends are there for you.
Stop right there. Sound like you finna hit the lotto.
Sound like you finna have an outstanding afternoon.
Some of your friends may be girls. You finna get warm today.
Oh, it ain't nothing like warm.
Lord, 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 bless the warm.
Shut your eyes and just think about warm.
Yeah, get your mind right.
Yes, let's move on, Pastor.
I'm sorry. I was going in far too deep there. Thank you, Deacon. Let us move on to Aquarius. Raid.
Aquarius says, sure, you can follow every single impulse you have, but why? Stay in line today.
Stop right there. Stop bouncing around with your stupid self.
Don't get mad and slap the taste out of Sonny Boy's mouth.
Focus if you can, please.
Even though he ain't got your back, don't crack Sonny Boy in the back of his head.
Why, oh why, can't you wait on your tips to take care of your personal business instead of dragging it into the pulpit at the jackpot joint of Jerusalem?
I'm sorry, Pastor, but I was going through some things. Maybe I should have preached today myself.
He is your fraternity brother, who is obviously sided with Eugene. Now get over it. Pass yourself.
Would you get over it? Be honest with me.
I don't have to. Ain't a Q in the world gonna call in here with that foolishness.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for these back-to-back jams. Come on, Cat, let's get it.
All right, coming up, just one more thing. Actress, beautiful Sanaa Lathan will be our special guest. She's coming up at 48 after the hour to tell us about her brand new TV show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, coming up next, we got time for just one more thing. Our girl, actress Sanaa Lathan, is going to tell us about a new show premiering on Fox tonight. Stay with us. You don't want to miss it. Sanaa Lathan is next, y'all. Hey, joining us now, everybody. Lord have mercy. This woman right here can act. Starred in so many great movies. Well, she now stars in a new drama on Fox, everybody. It's called Shots Fired. And it premieres tonight on Fox, 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central. Now, Shots Fired, it's a 10-hour miniseries that closely examines the criminal justice system after two racially charged shootings in a southern town. We're going to find out more about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who I'm talking about? The lovely, the fabulous, the talented Miss Sanaa Lathan.
Good morning.
Hey, Sanaa, what's going on, darling?
How you doing, Steve?
Good, good, good. So you normally I can say I haven't seen you in a while, but you did my talk show a little earlier. Saw you.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back in a couple weeks. I'm coming to Chicago in a couple of weeks to see you.
Cool. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. How you been?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm so excited about this show.
Yeah, let's talk about it. It's called Shots Fired. It's a 10-hour film.
Yes.
So tell us about it. It's going to be 10 episodes. What is it? Talk to us a little bit.
It's 10 hours, and it is it's so good. It's so well-written. It basically is a mystery thriller that follows my character and my partner's character as we try to investigate a murder of a black kid and a white kid. And it kind of shows how these two murders, one being black, one being white, and how they're treated differently by the community, by the press, and by the justice system. And along the way, it's kind of a whodunit and a why done it. And it's juicy. There's so many great performances. We have an amazing cast. Stephon James plays my partner. Mac Wilds plays police officer. Helen Hunt, Richard Dreyfuss. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have, it's exciting. And it's really fun. You know, there's moments where you're going to be crying, and it's going to be chilling at how much of a reflection it is of what's going on in today's news. But at the same time, it's really entertaining. So I'm excited for people to tune in. The great thing about this series is that it gives a perspective from every seat at the table. You have 10 hours. So it's like, you get to see, the mother who's grieving. You get to see the criminal justice system from their side. You get to see what happens when that cop who shot the kid goes home. So it's really great in terms of creating empathy and compassion. While we were shooting, there were so many times. There was one morning we came into work, and Philando Castile had just gotten shot the night before. Mm. And our first AD who runs everything, it's a black woman, and she could not believe it, because it was July and it was a record number of murders of black men. Mm-hmm. And we basically had to before we started our day, we did a prayer circle and really asked for grace and asked for just guidance. So because we knew what a big responsibility this is. And it was chilling how many murders were happening at the time that we were working on this. So we took our job seriously, and I just hope that people, I hope people get together. I hope they argue. I hope they debate. But mostly I just hope there's conversation. Wow. We need to come together as people now.
And it will be. And it does take just that conversation. It sounds like a great project, Sanaa. Congratulations.
Thanks again.
I think this will be amazing. Now, listen up, listeners. This is what we want to do. We're going to get behind this thing, okay? Full blast. Sanaa Lathan, we love you, girl.
Love you, Steve.
Cool. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Don't forget, tonight on Fox, 8, 7 Central, Shots Fired. Sanaa Lathan. It comes on tonight, y'all. Hey, y'all. Yeah. Great day today.
All right.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun today.
What a day. I feel really, really good about today.
Yeah, it started off well and it ended well. I love that.
Got some things off our chest. Tommy found out what it's like to get hated on. I've been knowing. Shirley, Carla, we're going to drag y'all into it.
What? To get hated on? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm talking about on big level.
Oh, well, I mean, any level of hate.
Hate. Yeah.
Hate is hate.
They hate
on. Yeah. You don't think we get hated on? We get hated on, too.
Women? Females?
Who hates them?
Yeah.
Other females.
Other women.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right, then. Yay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go, Steve.
Yeah. And it's still
have a good weekend.
All right. God is good.
All the time. It's Wednesday, Steve.
Oh, they know that. Dope dealer got a nice car.
Where you?
You ain't saying nothing to him.
On his Instagram page.
Yeah. Probably don't want to get shot.
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please. In the mall,
for all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.